We're looking now at some recent fires caused by spontaneous combustion. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the process of catching fire as a result of heat generated by internal chemical action, not from a spark, not from a flame. It can happen in a pile of compost. It can happen to a bunch of oil rigs heaped in a corner. Do you work with chemicals and take certain precautions to make sure the materials you use don't spontaneously combust? Has something ever caught fire in your home with no apparent reason? What happened? We're at 800-642-1234. BJ DeMa is fire chief of the Waupun Fire Department. Chief DeMa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, two recent fires that happened in your community, fire officials determined were the result of spontaneous combustion. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, we had an incident recently. Individual had been doing a staining project of some wood in a workshop area, and we were called the following morning to smoke that had filled the area. As we investigated it, we ended up determining that some stain rags that were left balled up on the workbench over time spontaneously combusted and ended up burning a section of the workbench away. The second incident actually dealt with clothes that had recently come out of a dryer. They were dumped in a pile on top of a metal workbench, and same situation, about a half hour later, the pile had started burning and was fortunately contained by an automatic sprinkler system within the building.
Do we understand how these types of fires happen? How do fires start without a spark or a heat source?
Yeah, so spontaneous combustion is going to happen one of two ways. It's either going to happen due to a biological process, and that typically deals with more of your organic materials, or it can happen due to oxidation, which is a chemical reaction that ends up creating heat. And if the material is in a pile, that pile cannot dissipate any of that heat. So it continues to generate until it reaches a point that it starts burning.
How much of a concern should this kind of accident be for people? How often do objects burst into flames?
If you look at data from the National Fire Protection Association, they say there's over 14,000 fires annually that start from spontaneous combustion. And if I had to venture a guess, that number may be a bit low. So it is something that is more common than folks maybe realize, but there are many things that people can do to be safe. As we talk about one of our instances, stain rags, making sure those are going in a metal container with a tight-fitting lid is very important. When we talk about clothes, making sure it's not left in a pile. If you're going to dump them out, kind of spread them out, a shorter pile. The thing people tend to forget is, especially with some of your oils, if you use a rag to wipe those up, even though they go to the laundry to be cleaned, it doesn't get rid of all the oils. So that's some of the issues that we'll see with clothes left in a pile. That oil can start that process again when it's in a bigger pile.
Well, as we start to wrap up here, are there any kinds of safety precautions that farmers need to take? Are hay piles an issue?
Hay, the biggest thing with hay is making sure that, again, it's dry when it's baled. I think most fire departments can say they've had a call through the years that it was a result of hot hay within a, whether it's in the mow or if they're rolled up. Again, just the concept of it cannot release heat and it'll start burning.
Well, Chief DeMa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with BJ DeMa. He's fire chief of the Waupun Fire Department. We've been talking about fires caused by spontaneous combustion and a recent string of them in the Fond du Lac area.